The newly elected class of legislators barely had time to take a victory lap in their own races before they started fielding messages about another campaign, this time for Secretary of State.
I've got calls, I've got letters, I've got emails, but mostly all positive.
Concord Rep. Jim McKay has been in the House for nearly two decades, so he goes way back with Secretary of State Bill Gardner, the 42-year incumbent who's facing his most serious challenge to date. But the other candidate, former executive counselor Colin Van Ostern, is also one of McKay's constituents. So he's been very much on the fence about the race.
It's one of those things where you probably don't know what you're going to do. I've known Bill for years, and I've known Colin for years. They're both competent, and I've been talking to both.
McKay has until December 5th, the day when the 400 state reps and 24 state senators will vote on the position, to make up his mind. But he and other lawmakers are getting lots of advice in the meantime. State reps have gotten emails from former House Speaker Terry Norelli, a Van Ostern supporter, former Portsmouth lawmaker Jim Splaine, a longtime friend of Gardner, and a host of other supporters on both sides. Former Governor John Lynch even made a surprise appearance at the State House to address House Democrats on Gardner's behalf. Gardner swears he didn't arrange that.
Governor Lynch actually asked me to come to this. I didn't ask him to come to this. There are others who have asked me.
Until recently, Gardner has held back on rebutting most of his opponent's critiques, but others haven't hesitated to fight back for him. Secretary of State employees have penned columns in local newspapers defending his reputation and record. Longtime friends from both political parties have also come to his defense. Both Gardner and Van Ostern are Democrats, but leaders of the New Hampshire GOP have been pressuring members of their caucus to make sure they stand behind Gardner on the day of the vote, including Steve Stepanek, who's running to lead the state Republican Party.
This will be the only time that you will ever hear me endorsing a Democrat. Bill Gardner is the guardian of the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary.
While Gardner's downplayed any notion of campaigning until his duties overseeing this year's elections were over, Van Ostern, who cut his teeth in New Hampshire politics as a young campaign operative, has been publicly organizing political supporters for months.
We hosted dozens of forums across the state about voting rights and civic engagement, and we had hundreds of legislative candidates, including representatives of all parties, attend those.
His approach seems more tailored to a full-blown campaign for governor or Congress than for Secretary of State. He has a political action committee that's raised nearly $250,000 to pay for staffers, consultants, and other campaign activities. Recently, that group started organizing phone banks, encouraging people to reach out to their reps and remind them how important the vote for Secretary of State is. Van Ostern's also had plenty of help within the legislature, too, from folks like Hillsborough Representative Marjorie Porter, who spent the morning of the House Democratic Caucus handing out small blue flyers promoting his campaign.
It's information about Colin's, things that Colin has done and where he's standing is, and it's just information for folks who might not know.
There's been a lot of turnover in the legislature this year, and Gardner knows there are a lot of folks who might not know him well either. So he also quietly sent a congratulatory email to new lawmakers a few days after the election.
And I mentioned about that, you know, I've not been raising money. I don't have a political action committee. But I will as soon as the recounts are completed. I'll be out there.
That email included Gardner's personal cell number and an open invitation to give him a call if they want to chat one-on-one to hear his side of the story about some of what he calls misinformation they've been hearing about his office these last few months. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.